I want to play this first as we bring in our friend Trip Tracy, because this will get us into the conversation. I asked Tony D'Angelo yesterday to give me a scouting report on Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, I'm tired of playing against him because two of the last two teams I played for and I played against him, he's pulled the same stupid move on me and scored a toe drag goal, make me look like an idiot. So it'd be nice to get back with him again. But just in all around, I mean, there's only a few superstars in the league, you know, but I think he's right in that class. And I said it since last year I played with him. He plays both ends of the ice. You know, he plays down the middle. There's so many things he does. He makes plays. He can score. He kind of just drives the game when he's on the ice. And he's a tough little guy to play against. He's always got a stick on guys. He's getting in the mix. He plays hard. You know, it's just he plays a complete game. And you really don't find that in too many guys. There's only a certain amount of guys who can play a complete game like that and be top end at all of it. So he's the kind of guy that stays at one franchise his whole career, as he should. And I'm hopeful that they get something done. I'm sure they will. He's kind of the face of the Hurricanes now, I guess you could say, as a player. The last 3-4 years has turned into it. And just a super player, a good teammate, you know, a good guy, and is the kind of guy you want to have your team built around.
There you go. That's Tony D'Angelo yesterday. Now we have the analyst for the Carolina Hurricanes, Trip Tracy, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You want to add to what Tony D'Angelo had to say yesterday?
I first of all, I concur utterly and completely. And Tony's been a true friend to me, so I probably, listening to that wonderful content-filled and accurate soundbite, I might give him a little heat, AG, behind the scenes, that when he's in just a subtle little pause, Tony loves to say, and you know, that segues me into, aside from the most important part of all of this, and that is that Sebastian has proven to be a consistent star player in the National Hockey League. And I'll just even look, you know, most recently in the playoffs. And let's just take the Islanders series. You've got no Svechnikov. You've got no Pacioretty. You lose Teravainen in game two. You have a very good defensive team in the New York Islanders. You know the central piece to their game plan is shutting down Sebastian Aho. And Carolina is drastically limited and reduced in their weaponry. And he's still, you know, scores that big tying goal in game six. He scored the first goal of the series on the power play. And that, I think, epitomizes his greatness. I mean, this is a wonderful day for the Carolina Hurricanes, Adam, you know, on so many different fronts. Obviously, it's a massive investment from Carolina, and it's a financial windfall for Sebastian. But simultaneously, it also speaks glowingly to how much Sebastian loves the Carolina Hurricanes, whether it be his teammates, whether it be his coach, whether it be management and ownership and trust, because he, you know him well. Sebastian, all hockey players are like this, and all relationships that are worth a damn thing in life are all about trust. Sebastian, in order to sign the dotted line and forego what would have been free agency next summer, would have to fully trust, because all he cares about is winning. He would have to fully trust that the Hurricanes are going to have every opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. Because, you know, when you break down to the brass tacks, that's all he cares about. He does fully trust that. He loves living in Raleigh. You know, he goes to Finland in the summer, but he loves everything that is about the fabric, the community of being a Carolina Hurricane. So while it's a dotted line that we'd all love to sign in life, it's a very strong compliment. It's a supreme compliment, an endorsement to what the Hurricanes mean, whether it be inside the locker room, whether it be the coaching staff, whether it be the organization, whether it be the fan base, all of those things encompassing, because I know them well personally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these would all factor in a massive decision like this for him. It's a decision we'd all love to have the opportunity to make, but the fact that he made this decision is a very gratifying moment for Carolina, just as, you know, it's a big day for him on his birthday.
Trip Tracy is joining us, Carolina Hurricanes analyst. I won't keep you too much longer, but I've been referring to him as the future captain. Do you agree with that? And how soon do you not? I'm not pushing Jordan Staal out the door, who's got a 4-year contract of his own that he just signed. But your thoughts on that potential?
I would agree. And I would agree for a myriad of reasons. Obviously, it's his compete, and that, you know, the fact that compete starts with a big C, and so does culture. And you have a guy that, you know, is the exact same player that plays for the love of the game and just wants to compete for and with his teammates that showed up from the World Cup and before he made the Hurricanes for the first time. That isn't going to change one iota. If anything, that blood, that vehicle that drives his compete is only going to get more and more intense because of the elusive nature of what the Stanley Cup has been, Adam. And, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with this type of deserved investment. So that's leadership. That's leadership in action. And then the one other thing that I would mention, because at the beginning, you know, that Tony soundbite was terrific. Sebastian Aho, I mean, I remember years ago on the plane joking with Chuck Hayden at the time and Yoni Pitkinen and Jussi Jokinen and Jussi from Sebastian's hometown.
Right.
And going back to even Sammy Kapanen, and the Finnish language, good luck, Tripp, if you're going to try to learn that. It's like talking to someone on the moon. And, you know, Sebastian has learned English intrinsically now to the point where not only is he a terrific and honest communicator, but he has a covert Navy SEAL-like sense of humor on top of it all. And so the ability to communicate that I remember, you know, on my podcast when Bobby Clark came on and spoke about the fact that he wished he had never traded Rod Brind'Amour. He had no idea how eloquent Rod Brind'Amour was, and we all
right.
know that that's a massive piece to the magical job that he does on a daily basis coaching. Sebastian can communicate very, very well, and that's a heck of a box that he's checked because of, I think, the nature of the Finnish language being moon-like, and now that he's so comfortable with English, on top of the most important elements, which is the compete and the leadership in action. So whenever the time comes, I have no idea because my feet are focused, you know, totally both into today. But I would agree with you unequivocally that I would see him as a captain of the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right, I'll let you go there, Trip Tracy. I appreciate it. My favorite thing about Sebastian is his accountability. And I think that speaks to everything else that goes into him is that he is the first one to say, I need to be better. And when you have a captain who not only says that, but believes it and lives it, I think then the locker room is in great hands. And whenever that transition happens, my guess is that Jordan is definitely the captain this year and probably next year. But that it will be a seamless transition with from Jordan Staal to Sebastian Aho, because he is I think he's learned very well from the guy he sits next to in Carolina's locker room. Trip Tracy, go back to your summer vacating or wherever you're doing, and I will talk to you soon.
I'll tell you what, I was traversing yesterday, you know, because I sell nuts and bolts, and you know, my whole life has humbled me, you know, self-sabotage.
Right, absolutely.
But I was from Detroit to Atlanta to Savannah to Atlanta and Minnesota, and back to Detroit yesterday. So let me tell you something. I miss the hockey season. So I love you, AG. And that's the other thing about Sebastian, too. Try interviewing him during a game. Good luck. You could ask the greatest question in the history of questions, and you're getting nothing because all he cares about is focusing on competing. Afterwards, win or lose. And,
yep.
Adam, you always ask good questions. That's why I love our hot stove so much, among other things. He gives you honesty and accountability. Don't try it during the game because all he cares about is the game. But afterwards, you are dead right. That's very accurate on your part.
I'll talk to you later, Tripp. I appreciate your time.
See ya.
You got it. At Tripp Tracy. Can I say it's on Twitter or it's not on X?
Yeah, well,
is it on
know.
X?
It's on both.
The logo changed now.
It's
so
yeah.
Now at my little tab on my laptop, it's just an X.
It's an X.
I would not do a search for X.
Probably wise.
Not on the company Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Leftovers or the DMV,
number 97,
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.